Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, not exactly sure what it was like for you when you were in Lapeer as a student. I know what it was like when I was there as a teacher, and we had a traditional model for high school and for the middle schools, and there was principal, and then there was always a kind of a tough guy, assistant principal, that everyone had a little bit of fear in, and it seemed like everyone had a little a role there to play, but that is not necessarily the way it has to be. And not the way it's going to be in Lansing, at least in a pilot program. Very happy to welcome in Dr. T.C. Wallace, Jr., superintendent of the Lansing School District. Hello, T.C.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Just fine. Tell us a little bit about this different approach to a management team.
Well, Jack, we have studied our K-12 program for some 3 years now. We're beginning year four. And we recognize that there needs to be an effort made to look at improving our middle year program for students. And as we looked, we needed to move out of tradition and look at a better way to manage schools and to create what we all want, and that is a safe, orderly environment. And our focus is creating a culture within that school and changing the overall climate of that school. And we're looking at a management approach as opposed to the traditional principal assistant, which represents kind of a top-down administrative style.
Mm-hmm. All right. What was the impetus for this? What was your inspiration here?
Well, one of the things that I've observed over a number of years is that we pigeonhole mm-hmm. our administrators who traditionally are in the role of an assistant principal.
Right.
We relegate them to discipline, and that consumes their energy, their time, and that is their contribution.
I was approached today about by someone who said, you know what this is going to do besides improve the way it works at the middle school is it is going to have members of this management team who are going to be better served to assume other responsibilities rather than being pigeonholed in one role.
But that is exactly right. That's why you rarely see movement at the assistant principal level into the principalship, because their experience is not across the board.
Right.
Confined to specialized areas. And that's not fair to that individual.
Mm-hmm.
So we think it'll help in that respect, but the management portion is what I really think is exciting, because all of the entities, guidance and counseling, security, a person in charge of climate and culture, somebody in charge of achievement, all of those minds come together and say, here is a better way that we can do this particular task or put into place this particular strategy. And it forms more of an enlarged support base for the teaching staff. And it is outside of the box, but in education, we have to be there if we're going to make a difference. And we think this will make a difference for students and will be supported by parents who are looking for those kind of changes.
With the start of another school year just a couple of weeks away, we talk with Dr. T.C. Wallace, Jr., superintendent of the Lansing School District. T.C., we know that the Lansing School District has made progress, and some of the test scores people were very happy with recently. We know that there have been some very innovative programs at the elementary school level. And I don't just say this referring to your district because my wife's been a middle school teacher for many, many years before she moved to the elementary. But is that age range, is that school the most difficult in many ways? The whole middle school concept seems like it's one where you can either get a kid forever or lose him.
That is exactly where you tend to lose students in that transition from elementary, where you have you're in front of one person for the entire day. You're able to develop relationships because that's your teacher.
Right.
Then the transition into middle school, you're now faced with developing relationships with five individuals, and you're given a 50-minute period of time per day. So it's very difficult for youngsters to make that transition. And one of the things that we'll be looking at through our committee is, should we give our elementary youngsters another year of experience and maturity at the elementary level so that they don't even move into middle school until grade 7?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be studying that, because what we find is sometimes the maturity level moving into a junior high is not there.
Right.
Parents have concerns that their precious ones probably aren't ready to mix with the older youngsters. So we've got to think about and see whether or not it would be beneficial for our youngsters to have another year's experience. They're older, they're more mature, and they may be able to handle that transition a little easier.
When did that change occur, TC, in terms of people moving out of elementary school for the sixth grade instead of the seventh grade? I know it was a long time ago when we were in school, but we started what was then junior high school in seventh grade.
That is correct. And different districts have done it different ways. I'm not sure about Lansing and the history, but I can recall in a prior district where making that move maintained stability and enrollment because parents were delighted to give their youngster another year of elementary experience.
Mm-hmm.
So in practice, there's something positive about that from a parent standpoint.
TC, I know you have another meeting very quickly. When and where is this going to take effect?
It takes effect the first day of school. We are the only thing left to do is really to rename those positions.
Okay.
And work with the Administrators Association to accomplish that. But the people are in place, the staff is in place, they are planning as we speak, and they will welcome their teachers with that structure in place. We'll have professional development over the next couple of weeks, and we'll be ready to go and to launch this first day of school.
Well, I mentioned before that the chance we may be talking about this is the Wallace Plan at some point, and if not, hey, you've tried something, and that's what's important, I think, at this point, to realize that changes have to be made instead of just sitting with the status quo. TC, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Okay, you're certainly welcome, Jack.
Okay.
Thank you.
He's got 26 seconds to make a meeting. We'll see how fast TC Wallace is. I know how he moves on the golf course. Not quite sure how he's going to move from his office down to a meeting, but... he's got 16 seconds. He could do it. We're going to be talking with Susan J. Demas, Capital Chronicles columnist, in just a couple of minutes. And we'll be talking with her about some changes in the political landscape and how this could shape up as Republicans having an unbelievable opportunity. And Judy Samuelson, CEO of Early Childhood Investment Corporation, talking about the Sandbox Party and representing those who need the help and really don't have any voice. We'll be right back with that and more on Ebling and You.